State Representative David Eastman says some Alaskans are glad to become pregnant so they can have a Medicaid-funded trip to Anchorage or Seattle to have an abortion. Eastman didn't provide evidence for this, but says he has been told this by friends and acquaintances. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Representative Eastman says Medicaid funding for travel for health care provides an incentive to become pregnant and have an abortion.
We've created an incentive structure where people are now incented to carry their pregnancy out longer than they would otherwise and then take part in that when they wouldn't otherwise be doing it.
Do you have any evidence that that's actually occurred?
I certainly know of specific instances where it's occurred.
Could you talk about that?
Well, I won't be giving you the names of the people involved, but yeah, I can think of a case that was brought to our attention earlier this session where you had a family who was, you know, very glad to hear that their abortion had gone beyond a certain point because, you know, they were going to be heading to Seattle.
The first-term Republican from Wasilla made similar comments to the Associated Press. He says many of his constituents want to eliminate Medicaid funding for abortion.
We have individuals who are in villages and, you know, are glad to be pregnant so that they can have an abortion because there's a free trip to Anchorage involved.
Katie Rogers is the spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and the Hawaiian Islands.
That is a ludicrous and despicable statement.
Planned Parenthood has sued the state over restrictions that prevent second trimester abortions from being performed in Alaska.
The process for a woman to get to Seattle to access reproductive health care, a full range of reproductive health care, is incredibly challenging.
Rogers says Eastman would never know the difficulty of traveling for an abortion.
To even suggest that women are benefiting off the very restrictions that the state has put in place as it relates to second trimester abortions, it is a new low, even for Representative Eastman.
Eastman also says that some women who fly to Anchorage for abortions but who change their minds are unable to fly home because Medicaid won't pay for it.
Since they're not going to complete the abortion at that point, they've decided not to, there really is no way for them to get home.
State Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson was traveling and couldn't comment Wednesday on the issue. Eastman made his remarks after working to amend a resolution to proclaim next April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. Eastman's amendment inserted a statement that abortion is the ultimate form of child abuse. It's not clear whether the resolution will receive a vote in the House. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.